and her desire to go back on the road as a music hall artist on tour. The novel ends with her choosing freedom, travelling by train along the Provençal coastline. In The Shackle, René discovers that freedom and independence can involve loneliness and insecurity. She polishes her weapons: good company, sardonic wit, unrelenting honesty. Preferring Colette's vision of youth to Fournier's, I yet respect his integrity, his commitment to creating a story about male romanticism, the shadow side of pornography, I suddenly realise. I also began this essay with images of hats. So, chapeau, maître.
Tonight's essay was presented by Michelle Roberts. Tomorrow night, you can hear the New Yorker staff writer Adam Gopnik on the visual arts and, in particular, cubism in Paris in 1913. The essay tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
ربي يخليك وعدي وعد الله ربي يخليك.
It's a welcome song, Ahlen Bikoum, welcome to you all. A song from Algeria recorded by Sassi Labrati, known just as Sassi, back in 1932. And welcome to Late Junction and welcome to Kraftwerk, who are going to be at the Tate Modern next month. Here they are, recorded in Tallinn in 2004, Electrocardiogram. And we'll stay in Estonia straight after that.
We'll be right back. Proximo Beats per Minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
part of the Estonian composer Veljo Tormes' vision of Kalevala. That was forging the Sampo. Ilmarinen, the Kalevala legend's blacksmith, making the magical Sampo. The Estonian male voice choir with Vambula Krigul on logdrum and Margus Vaht on anvil. And before that, Kraftwerk's Electrocardiogram. That was recorded in Tallinn in 2004. Mohammed Ben Hamadi was born in Algiers to a Moroccan family and started his working life as a blacksmith. Then he studied music and he found a style which fused popular songs with traditional melodies. He was born in 1907 and this was recorded in the late 40s or early 50s. The beautiful one is a white dove.
اللي بغى زين ولعلو يبني له دروج ولا يلا يا لالا وهي الزين مليح ما يزهى ولا يطيح لا نويت فيك ونبغيك انا خديم ليك
ولا يلا هلا لا وهي انا الزين مليح ماما يزهى ولا يطيح
الخارجة من الحمام هدينا السلام
ولا يلا هلا لا وهي أنا الزين مليحة ماما يزهى ولا يطيح
أسلامي البوق النور ومعاه بونجور
ولا يلا هلا لا وهي أنا الزين مليحة ماما يزهى ولا يطيح
خانا والوشمات في خدود البنات
ولا يلا هلا لا وهي انا الزين مليح ماما يزهى ولا يطيح
لله يا البنات الكية منين جات
ولا يلا هلا لا وهي أنا الزين مليحة ماما يزهى ولا يطيح
Mohammed Ben Hamadi, recorded in the late 1940s, early 1950s. The Beautiful One is a White Dove, and that comes from the Africa at 78 RPM collection, which I've been playing all week here on Late Junction. Scott Walker's new album, Bish Bosh, didn't make it to many people's albums of the year lists. Uncompromising, unlistenable, a challenge, wrote one journalist. A catalogue of cruelty, no footnote would help to understand. That's pretty cruel in itself. Kitty Empire in The Observer said Bish Bosh is best enjoyed as an act of intense pop metafiction, a work rather than a set of tunes. Scott talked about the album to Jarvis Cocker over on BBC Six Music.
You must get sick of it that people have said, oh, his work's very dark and very serious. Mm. And although there is that to it, that there is always some kind of humour in there.
Yes, because if you make a dark record, if some people, and it's a terrible term, dark record, dark anyway, but if you're going that, you know what I mean, if you're going in that direction, everything, the vocal's going that way, the track's going that way, the recording's going that way, it's just dull. Mm. You have to, if you're making any kind of interesting thing, try and keep several layers going. That's what I'm attempting to do. I don't always succeed, but there you go.
And sweat and cracked an atom age old egg beneath my nose. The sky clad's ash with jettisoning the roost. I'm bumping into leghorns in the darkness. Excuse me, dear God, excuse me. A crow to flew and burned my teeth with kitchen matches struck on stone. Boiling owl shriek, Arab widow flayed cadenzas. I'm wading through blue vacant veins of Stettin. The chiseler keeps slipping away. Cholesterol mansions crowded with sulfured air, set to carry A's long whistler in the shadows. Scimitar sideburn charging on the purple purse, strike to guard his gray carnation through the stubble. Epic anthic, nobler of Ninon, arch to mark a Romic mahout in the mascot. Ah, my old scabby sachem, a sphincter's tooting our tune. If only I could pick you. We'd slosh, we'd slide, we'd cling round the Kellogg's floor. His seven yellow eyes weeping. Da-da-da, da-da-da. From the spit-roast smoke pain. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Rack off from this rabbit slather. Keep your vile rabbit small enough hand to yourself. Take your turn, shoes and wobble. Turn, shoes and wobble. Jihad chive, love's leaking beanbag through a cutout clown's astonished mouth. Shriveled paws climb to the sun beneath your skirts. Then suddenly there's hissing
on the gumbo. I'm drowning in your nickel tears. Grinding upheaval always affects the genitals. Sniff to breast bereft Manhattans in the tumor. Unleavened bedhead, the window behind alive with wheeze-driven flakes. Bob to rotting grapes, bunch brooch, our chest of bruises. Nothing clears a room like removing a brain. Hail the rain, hail the rain. Hail the rain. Oh, my sweet Sagamore whiner, face full of drunken tits. If only I could sip you like flies sip at twilight eyes on a desert floor. We could move to the States, say of corn or embankment, while the Thames flows black as canal piss. Let the icy thermals dervish round our feet. They'll step out on me, I'll step out on you. They'll step out on me, I'll step out on you. Bish bosh and what more? Or dead positions for. You carry on. Gobbler of gavotte, knee to deafening tiny feet upon the branches. Alta Vega, Dropper and Dinner, doth to dare to stoop a moon above the haunches. Squeezed through eye of coupling pin, hile to overbearing night, starting to smolder. First fiddler's mark, right there under the jar. Nod to double-bladed axe poised over shoulder.
Scott Walker from his recent album Bish Bosh. And Scott was chatting to Jarvis Cocker over on BBC Six Music just before that. Just a year older than Scott Walker is Sandra Kerr, celebrating her 70th birthday at Cecil Sharp House in London this month. Here she is with daughter Nancy Kerr with the story of the milkmaids.
Three maids a-milking they did go. Toss their petticoats to and fro. They met with some young man they know. They met with some young man they know. And they asked it of him whether he had any skill, for to catch them a small bird or two.
Oh yes, I've a very good skill. Oh yes, I've a very good skill. And if you will go with me to your merry greenwood tree, I'll catch you a small bird or two.
He laid his love under a bush. He laid his love under a tree. He beat up the bush, and the bird it did fly in. You may very well know what I mean. Her sparkling
Nancy and Sandra Kerr, Sandra celebrating her 70th birthday this month with concerts at Cecil Sharp House in London on the 19th and 20th. Sandra, by the way, wrote the music for the TV series Bagpuss, and she was actually the voice of the rag doll. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, it's not often the Cretan lira makes its way into the world of jazz. The pianist Marios Takousis from Cyprus invited the lira player Zacharias Spyridakis to join his trio in Whisper of a Silent Mile.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nico Muhly's arrangement of one of his favourite composers, William Byrd, Miserere Mei Deus, Thomas Gould playing violin and the Aurora Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Colon. And they're at the South Banks Festival, The Rest is Noise, playing Schoenberg. That's on the 20th of January. And they followed a piece called Whisper of a Silent Mile. The Cretan Lyra was played there by Zakaria Spiridakis, with Marios Takoušis on piano, Gabriel Karapatakis on fretless bass, and David Lynch playing soprano sax. It's so good to have new music from Audun Klaver's Generator X, which is now a trio of Audun with Christian Vallumra on synth and Ulla Mortenvorgen on treated electric bass. The album's called Attack, and from that, this is Curve 9. The sounds of the mbira from 1930s Nigeria, played by the Richard Abbe Brown Band. And they followed on from Adam Klaver's Generator X and a piece called Curve 9. More about Generator X on Audun's website and all about his new music as well. The pianist Neil Cowley's been appointed composer in residence for Derry Londonderry UK City of Culture 2013. Here's his trio from their album Radio Silence from a couple of years ago. Richard Sadler on bass, Evan Jenkins on drums, and the piece is called Vice Skating.
Thank you.
The Neil Cowley Trio's Vice Skating from their CD from a couple of years ago called Radio Silence. And as I mentioned, Neil Cowley has been appointed composer in residence for Derry Londonderry City of Culture 2013. Mematone is a hugely thoughtful musician. I really like what he does, very carefully crafted and moving music. From his album Sleep at Waking, this is a track called Stalker.
Thank you.
The dawn glows with rosy light. Heaven resounds with praises. The glorious Aurora Lucis Rutilat by Lassus, sung there by the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. And the 16 are at London's Wigmore Hall on the 11th of February, singing Monteverdi. And you can find full details of their 2013 choral pilgrimage on their website. And they followed on from Mematone's Stalker, which comes from his album, one you should check out, I think, called Sleep at Waking. Nearly time for me to go. Monday in Jazz on 3, Jazz will be introducing Anthony Braxton in performance with his Falling River Music Quartet. And tomorrow night in World on 3, Loppa's here with some new releases from around the globe and a studio session by the Senegalese bandleader Sekou Keita. And I'm going to end my fortnight of Late Junction with Thomas Koerner and part of his Novaya Zemlya. It's named after a Siberian archipelago in the Arctic Ocean. A wasteland of radioactive slurry, as someone once described it, the ground for some of the biggest nuclear tests ever carried out. Forbidding, menacing even, and desolate, but not inhospitable. And to take us there, some piano music by Szymanowski, Martin Jones playing his haunting L'Île des Sirènes, the Isle of the Sirens. From me, good night.
A warm welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night here on Radio 3. This morning's chamber music concert comes from Catalonia. It was recorded in April 2011 at the first ever Cervera Easter Festival, which was set up to promote Catalan composers and performers. Pianist Alba Ventura, a Catalan herself from Barcelona, and the Casals Quartet are performing the music of two great Catalan composers, Enrique Granados and Isaac Albéniz, alongside some late Beethoven. First, Alba Ventura's playing a late piece for solo piano, Azulejos, by Albéniz, named after the blue glazed tiles introduced by the Moors to Spain.
Thank you.
Alba Ventura playing Azulejos by Albéniz. It was originally to be part of a suite, but Albéniz died before writing any more, and his friend Granados completed that move.